Now turn to part four. Questions 20 to 25. For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part four. You will hear an interview with a girl called Polly, who recently travelled around England with friends.
Our guest today is Polly Bell, who's just travelled around England with three friends. You did a lot of the journey by train, Polly. Why was that?
Well, I toured Europe quite a bit with my family when I was younger, by car. And what I remember was how quickly we travelled and how little we saw of each city. Not very exciting. On the train, we had plenty of time to look out of the window at the changing landscapes, which was the nicest thing. We didn't get to talk to as many other passengers as we'd hoped, though.
And did you have any worries before you started your journey?
Well, my friends talked a lot about the most important tourist sites in each part of the country and were stressed about not missing anything. I don't like to decide what to see until we get there, so I didn't agree with them. It's not a problem. They know we all have different opinions, but what bothered me was deciding how much we should spend each day, making sure we could afford everything we needed for the whole time.
You stayed on a boat for a while. Was that fun?
Yeah, for 3 days. It was great. I already knew about the background to canals and about the animals and plants that live on the water. What was most amazing was the challenge of working out how to cook, sleep and so on with limited room. We were very proud of ourselves for doing it so well.
Did you go to any art galleries or museums?
Only one, a football museum in Manchester. It was full of football fans, which is what you'd expect. But even though I know absolutely nothing about sport, I really liked it because all the exhibitions were so well designed and clear.
What advice would you give to people doing a similar journey to the one you've done?
Don't carry too much. A light backpack is much better than a big suitcase. And whatever the time of year, carry an umbrella rather than heavy coats or sweaters. It's more likely to rain than be cold. Take a chess set or cards with you to keep you and your friends busy on long journeys.
Would you go on a similar tour again?
Definitely. Train journeys aren't always relaxing and timetables don't always work out as planned, but the most wonderful holidays are ones where you have variety in what you do, where you're not doing the same thing every day.
Now listen again.
Our guest today is Polly Bell, who's just travelled around England with three friends. You did a lot of the journey by train, Polly. Why was that?
Well, I toured Europe quite a bit with my family when I was younger, by car. And what I remember was how quickly we travelled and how little we saw of each city. Not very exciting. On the train, we had plenty of time to look out of the window at the changing landscapes, which was the nicest thing. We didn't get to talk to as many other passengers as we'd hoped, though.
And did you have any worries before you started your journey?
Well, my friends talked a lot about the most important tourist sites in each part of the country and were stressed about not missing anything. I don't like to decide what to see until we get there, so I didn't agree with them. It's not a problem. They know we all have different opinions. But what bothered me was deciding how much we should spend each day, making sure we could afford everything we needed for the whole time.
You stayed on a boat for a while. Was that fun?
Yeah, for 3 days. It was great. I already knew about the background to canals and about the animals and plants that live on the water. What was most amazing was the challenge of working out how to cook, sleep and so on with limited room. We were very proud of ourselves for doing it so well.
Did you go to any art galleries or museums?
Only one, a football museum in Manchester. It was full of football fans, which is what you'd expect. But even though I know absolutely nothing about sport, I really liked it because all the exhibitions were so well designed and clear.
What advice would you give to people doing a similar journey to the one you've done?
Don't carry too much. A light backpack is much better than a big suitcase. And whatever the time of year, carry an umbrella rather than heavy coats or sweaters. It's more likely to rain than be cold. Take a chess set or cards with you to keep you and your friends busy on long journeys.
Would you go on a similar tour again?
Definitely. Train journeys aren't always relaxing and timetables don't always work out as planned. But the most wonderful holidays are ones where you have variety in what you do, where you're not doing the same thing every day.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.